One night after dinner in 1961, my mother said to me, "Come with me tonight. Watch a rehearsal while I'm at my theater meeting." A shy 10-year-old, I wanted to stay home and read The Secret Garden again, my wont during her meeting nights, but there was no resisting. I mumbled okay and dragged my feet. My mother adored the theater. An amateur actress in her youth, by 50, she'd thrown herself headlong into an astonishing list of local causes, Sheboygan's Community Players high among them. Leading me into the darkened space, she planted me at the back of the enormous auditorium. Stunned at the hall's vastness and my solitariness, I begged her to please let me wait in the car. I did not belong there. She whispered back that that was silly. I did belong there, and I'd be fine, and left for her board meeting. I gripped the metal handrail along my seat and hung on for dear life, panicked and alone, waiting for it to be over. Soon my eyes adjusted to the dark. Far away, I spied two lonely figures standing on the stage, no costumes, no set. Suspended in the dark void, they looked like tiny dolls, vulnerable before the sea of empty seats. I sensed some electricity in the air. Something seemed to be at stake. I watched hard. I recognized the actor, a nice man who worked in the same office as my father. He began speaking in a kind of herky-jerky way, something about a dagger. Staring intently in front of him, he uttered, "Is this a dagger which I see before me?" with an awful fear. I couldn't see what he was referring to, but I certainly believed he saw it. Something magical was happening. I was alert. The woman stepped forward alone. I recognized her as well. She looked down, becoming very still. When she looked up, she was transformed. No longer the pharmacist's wife and the mother of two cute little girls, she was a towering figure of palpable power. Her words, crazy and disturbing. What did they mean? How did these adults I'd known for years change themselves into such astounding characters? What was the power in that room? I was in awe. Ever since that first rehearsal, Shakespeare's Macbeth, of course, I've been in love with the strange magic of making theater. Even now, after 3 decades working as actor, producer, playwright, and director, the phenomenon of rehearsing strikes me as one of the most heroic human endeavors. I'm still in awe. During a rehearsal, I feel I'm in a sacred space charged with intense commitment, courage, and respect. I hugely honor the shared mission of a group of people in one room, together but alone, working on a story larger than their own, striving to make meaning in the dark. If I could, I'd tell her she was right. I did belong there. She probably wouldn't be surprised.